So yeah, my bad. It's been about a month since I recorded last. That's my fault, guys. It's been kind of hard working out a recording area, take care of my family, and play video games, and go to work, and get some sleep. So I'm gonna work on trying to make this more consistent. I know I say that. I feel like I've said that at least every other podcast, but according to Anchor, the site that I create my podcast through, I have 12 loyal listeners. So to you 12 guys, thank you. Thank you and sorry. I'm going to make this more consistent, but got a bunch of shit to talk about. I'm going to kind of speed through because I didn't want to make this like a 2 hour episode. So, going to talk about that Wired article where they talk about the PS5. Somebody got some guy, I can't remember his name, got interviewed, and they talk about what the PS5 could be looking like. I'll touch on Google Stadia and some shit I've been playing, listening to, watching. Let's do this. Stuck Button Podcast. I am Debo Price. It's April 17, 2019. Again, sorry about this long delay, but let's just jump into it, man, because I don't want to make this like a 2 hour episode. So like I said, it's been a month. A bunch of shit came out. I grabbed a couple things. Mainly I've been playing Division 2 came out. I've been playing that. I've been playing a lot of Destiny. They went through a couple of updates, where they put out the Season of the Grifter. They had an arc event. They did a bunch of shit in Destiny, man. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Destiny. Destiny's like you really love it or you hate it. My only issue is I've been, with me buying Division. It's hard. It was hard for me. It's hard for me to split my time between the two, because man, this is gonna go down as the generation of the loot shooters, man. Like it's fucking crazy, because you have to pick one and stick with it, because you can't spend that much time with all the leveling up and all these shooters. It's just rough. You know what I mean? But I've been kind of splitting my time in between those two, and so I've neglected Apex. I've played a couple games of Apex. Interesting enough, playing Apex made me break out Titanfall. I played it a couple weeks ago for about a whole day. The multiplayer lobbies are still popping on Titanfall 2. Just a quick side note on what I'm playing. Like I said, I'm playing Titanfall 2. If you don't have Titanfall 2 and you got a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One, get that fucking game, dude. I'm telling you, that's the best shooter this generation. Like nothing else. The story was kind of short, but it was really good. The multiplayer is fresh. I mean, it's gonna be a little weird to people who don't really like sci-fi shit. I know a lot of people, a lot of the first person fans lean toward playing either Call of Duty or Battlefield because they like more realistic guns. Titanfall does have sci-fi weapons, but I mean, if you're playing Apex, try Titanfall 2, man. Like it's always on sale for under $10, and this is like the ultimate edition. And the good thing about that, the Ultimate Edition, like you really don't even have all the DLC that game released was all free, period. There was no extra. The only thing you paid extra for was was visual shit, like the camo for like your, weapon skins and camo for your Titan. It's just different, man. It like they added so much. There's so much stuff in that game, in that shooter, that like just changes the way first person shooters are played. You got the huge ass mechs, and then you can like run across walls, and like there's, you know, fucking grappling hooks, and you know, just super ill shit, man. Get Titanfall 2, man. Titanfall 2 is best shooter this generation. Second for me would probably be Rainbow Six Siege, but. Let's see, what else have I been playing? I started God of War, so I played it for about an hour. And I loved it. Like, the graphics were fucking incredible. But I didn't keep going. I got far enough. I got past that first fight with that, you know, that skinny guy that showed up at your house. I'm sorry to get spoilery. I'm pretty sure I'm, like, the only person on Earth who didn't play God of War yet. So, I got it pretty late, you know what I mean? So, I didn't get it until Black Friday, I think. So, I bought Stellaris. That's like I guess it's a real time strategy. I'm not sure what genre that fits in. You know, I'm not a PC gamer. Not saying that that's what those type of games are exclusive to, but that's what they're mostly on. But I decided I'd give it a try. Somebody was selling a code for it on in one of those dark alleys on the internet that I hang out in, and I grabbed him. And I was like, you know what, fuck it, I want to change the pace. You know, like I'll try something different. And that meant so far it's ill. Now look, I played for about 2 hours, and I only like created my race. Like, it's the customization depth is just out, like through the ceiling on that shit. Like, you know, you get to pick like religion and government, and you know, like, is it a kingdom? Is it a government? What are your people like? You know, what do they look like? What, you know, how do they respond to other aliens? You know, like, it's how do you name your ship? Are they named like fucking Navy shit? Like, how your army is set up? Like, you know, it's so fucking intricate that like I would get so far and be, and like go back, like, okay, let me start over. Cause I'd rather have like bugs that are, you know, technological wizards and shit. But so far it's fresh. They've already dropped two of the DLCs for it, which I'm not going to get those anytime soon, because I want to at least play vanilla for a little while before I add shit to that game. So hopefully that doesn't. I'm not even sure if that game has any kind of multiplayer aspects to it, or maybe that's part of one of those DLCs. I don't know. I haven't really done my research about that game. I read that company, which I forgot what the fuck it's called, makes those games quite a bit, of those RTSs, and this one's, you know, rated pretty highly on Metacritic, so I grabbed it, you know, why not. But that's what I got for a review so far of it. Hitman 2 put out a demo. I played that for about an hour, beat it. You know, it's just one mission. Man, Hitman's so fresh. It's so intricate. The way that, you know, you can do so many things to kill targets and shit. The only reason why I don't have Hitman 2 is because I haven't even beat the first mission on Hitman 1. Like, I got the Hitman Game of the Year edition, and I just haven't played it. I've just been playing other stuff. So I'm like, you know, I at least want to beat that one before I, you know, just make it. You know, I paid $14 for it. Like, why would I skip it? You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, why I haven't gotten Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Like, I'm still trying to sit around and play Origins before I jump to the next one. What else have I been playing? Sekiro dropped. I got that day one. Oh man, that game is fucking brutal. I love it. Again, you know, I've said this on this podcast before. I'm a huge fan of the Dark Souls shit. I like Dark Souls so much that I'll buy anything that's like Dark Souls. Like, I own Surge, I own Neo, I own you know, anything that's remotely like Dark Souls. You know, with that, you know, difficulty curve, I'm going to buy it. Like, I just, unless it just looks dumb. I even have Lord of the Fallen. Like, I think that's, that game is cool. That game got a lot of hate. Like, when I was asking, like, is this game worth $5 when it was on sale on PSN, people were like, no, hell no, it's whack. And, like, I bought it anyway, and that shit is dope. Like, I mean, sure, if you compare directly to Dark Souls, it's kind of whack, but I like it, you know. I think it's cool. I saw some hate for Surge when it was out, but I think that game is cool as shit. As far as Sekiro, I haven't made it very far, man. Even though I'm a huge fan of the Dark Souls genre, I beat one. I got stuck on two. I'm still stuck on three because I bought three on PlayStation 4. I'm not sure how far into Bloodborne I am. I mean, but like, I love those games, but I'm not like really good at them. I just like them. Like, I love the punishment of them. Because, you know, I walk away from those games feeling like, look, I just don't know what I'm doing. And that's why I haven't gotten further. Like, I haven't perfected how to fight yet. You know what I mean? Especially like Bloodborne and like Neo. You know, I know it's my fault. And Sekiro's the same way. Like, you know, but it's much different from Dark Souls, though, because like when I'm playing Sekiro, it's almost like I feel like it's again the I know I'm fucking up thing, but it's because I'm trying to play it like Dark Souls still. You know, there's no, like in Dark Souls and Bloodborne, it's almost like you're waiting for your opening. But Sekiro is like you have to create the opening. I mean, granted, there is instances of where you need to dash and then dash back and slash at someone. But some of the enemy, quite a bit of the enemies that I've experienced so far are like you have to like hack at them and try to open them up to get your opening, which is different. You know, it like when you're used to playing Dark Souls, it's a little weird to switch to that. But it's great, man. The graphics are fresh. I haven't been really paying attention to the soundtrack. I've been playing it with the volume pretty low in the middle of the night. And I keep forgetting to charge my golds. But so far, I'm loving it. I've gotten a couple of the two of the attachments so far. I got past the first boss. I'm like right beyond that. Let's say I've played it for maybe 3 hours, because I stopped playing it because Fire Pro World, the promoter DLC came out. So I've been kind of bouncing back between those. And then I played a little more, and then I started going back to Red Dead. Cause you know, Red Dead's taking up 100 gigs of my hard drive. I have to get that done so I can get it, so I can delete it. First I'll touch on Fire Pro. The promoter mode, and you know, today's the 17th, so earlier this week, the junior DLC came out. So it's been two DLCs since I've talked to you guys. Fire Promoter's dope, but I was looking for something a little closer to universe mode. But it's still awesome. Like, you know, it runs a little more like those dev story games that are on, and you know, that are on mobile phones, where like you're if you've never played one of those, like it's one of those ones where like, you know, I think I have the one called Dev Story, where like you're developing video games, and like so you hire people, and then like, you know, you'll pick what kind of game it is, and then, you know, what's in it, and then, you know, tell your workers to do it, and then you put it out, and then, like, you see what kind of money you make back from the stores. You know, like, there's nothing that you're actually doing. It's all about you setting it up. More of a strategy, you know, a strategic kind of thing. More so than you actually get. You do get to play the matches, though, but you really, your thing is being a booker and trying to sell the seats. trying to make money for the promotion. And I, you know, I was looking for something to, I mean, they, okay, so, but they've updated it since it originally came out. Just this week, they put, they added rivalries that wasn't in there before. And that's supposed to help you with your numbers and whatnot. But that, that, you know, for me, that brings a little closer to that universe mode I was looking for. And there's some weird glitches in there. Like, you know, you can't make one match a steel cage match. Like every match in the and on the card has to be steel cage, and that, you know, that's a little goofy, but I think they're, you know, they've been working on that game. So, and what benefits Fire Pro more so than your WWE 2Ks is, like, they're not going to put out another Fire Pro next year. Like, this is it. Like, Fire Pro's it for until they feel like making another one, which could be 2 or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years later. So that makes me happy, because I feel like they'll actually keep working for it. And hopefully, shit, I wouldn't mind if they just keep putting DLC out for it. Because, like I said, the Junior Heavyweight DLC came out. For those unfamiliar with New Japan World Wrestling, New Japan Pro Wrestling, I'm sorry. They put out their Cruiserweight division, which added some more edits and some more edit parts. So it was awesome. I had the season pass, so I didn't have to pay anymore for it, so... pretty happy about that. I've drained a bunch of hours into Fire Pro. You know, I haven't really even sunken into the promoter mode like I wanted to, because I knew my roster wasn't right yet. Because part of promoter mode is, like, you can, any federation that you have set up, like, I, you know, I have my guys organized. Like, I've got my WWE guys in one bank. I've got WCW. I've got NWA. I've got WWF, you know, before it turned to WWE. So you can set those promotions up in promoter, and so you're running your, I took over Ring of Honor, so I'm trying to make money while those promotions are going on. And, you know, of course I picked a small one. I might start over and start with AEW, but, that, so basically I haven't really dove into it because I don't have my rosters right yet. So, I mean, I'm going, as soon as I feel like my roster is good, like I'm not missing people that I want, I'm going to start over. But like I said, it's been a drain. I've just been creating and downloading and creating and copying and creating. It's been a thing, you know. If you were Fire Pro fan, man, check out my Vampiro edit. I'm pretty sure mine's the best one on there. But anyway, let's see. What else have I been playing? Fire Pro. Oh, so Red Dead. I've been playing that probably nonstop for the last maybe week. Like any little bit of time I can, I jump right back on it for like 30 minutes here, an hour here. I got to play a couple hours last night, and I have beat it to an extent. I'm on the second epilogue. So, like, okay, I don't know if I want to spoil it, because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only person who hasn't gotten that far in it. So, I'm in the second epilogue. Shit, I don't know what I want to say. Look, Red Dead's a dope ass game. I'm gonna echo the same shit I said before on my previous episode, not the last one, but a little while back. Red Dead 2 is dope, but it's not the best RPG experience I've ever had. But fuck, the story was good. You know, more on the emotional side than anything. I have yet to see what the epilogue is, you know, how it ends. I'm in the second one. I can't imagine having more than like 8 to 10 more missions before it's done, which kind of sucks, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the rest of my trophies through story mode. If you've beaten it, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm confused on if I can continue earning trophies at the end of that. But we'll see. I'll see what happens. We'll see what happens after the epilogue. But, cause I would like to, like, just be a hunter on there. Like, I might keep it installed for a little while and just hunt animals. Cause I finally found an elk so in the forest. So, now I'm kind of into the wanting to try to hunt, but like the story was getting pretty good. So, like, you know, I was only concentrating on just the missions, But yeah, man, it's a great game. You know, again, I'm going to echo that. You know, it's not the best RPG experience I've had. It's not the best RPG experience I've had this generation. It's not the best writing I've like that game doesn't even fuck with Horizon Zero Dawn for real. In my eyes, it doesn't fuck with Witcher 3. You know, it'll probably go down somewhere in the top 20 games of this generation. And with that, I might be putting it at 19 or 20. I might have to sit down, you know, while we're talking about this PS5 thing. Next generation's coming around the corner, it's seeming like. I'm going to guess maybe it'll be 2 years. So I mean, it's safe to start saying what the cooler games of this generation. And like I said, Red Dead 2 will go down as one of them, but it's not outdoing Witcher 3. It's not fucking with Horizon Zero Dawn at all. I mean, it's just not. It's in the top 20 though. But I think that about wraps up what I've been playing. Fire Pro, Red Dead, Destiny 2. I didn't get to touch on Destiny 2 for real. I played a little Dead or Alive 6. They put out a pretty much like they did round 5. They put out like a free version of it, and you get to have like three or four fighters. As you guys know, I'm a huge fighting game fan. Like that's my shit. That's my genre. I fuck with that. Wrestling, RPGs, that's pretty much my shit. Madden, you know, those are my like cherished genres. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I can see myself getting it at some point, but it'd have to be really cheap. I don't. The weird thing about them putting out that free to play version is it makes it hard. It almost makes you wonder if they'll ever put the whole version on sale, because you can just play the free one. You know, I mean, because the set to buy all, I don't know how many characters there are total right now, but like the set of characters costs $50. Or you can like buy all the dudes for 30, or no, I think all the dudes for 20, or all the women for 30. So it makes you wonder if they'll ever like make a sale for it. If they'll just like do like they do 5 and just kind of sell one character for $1 here and there. But I don't know, if it's ever on sale for like $25-$30, I'm going to get it. It's hard to review it when you only can play with a couple of characters. I think you get like Kazumi, Bass, and I'm a Bass main on Dead or Alive. Bass and Leon, those are my guys. it's kind of hard to like grade it, cause you know, I haven't really got to play with other fighting styles, but, I mean, one thing they like, the graphic engine is incredible. The thing they did with the supers is pretty cool. The environments, I thought when I saw the first couple of trailers for Dead or Alive 6, I thought they were going to chill out on like the super crazy backgrounds. Like I thought they were trying to ground the game more, you know, and make it a little more on the realistic side, but they haven't. It's fucking, I saw a video of a board with a fucking octopus on it. I was like, come on, dude. shit's just weird. I'm just not for the super weirdness unless that's the, you know, like I, like when I play King of Fighters, like I'm cool with all the like crazy guys and they shooting energy and all that shit. But like, you know, it's like the one thing that bothers me about Tekken is that there's a fucking panda. Like I just, my, like that bothers me. Like fighting an android who could take her head off, that's fine. But like, I don't want to fight a bear. That's just dumb. Like you're going too far. but Dead or Alive 6 looks cool. I personally wouldn't get it unless it was on sale for like $30. Like that's, and even then I'd still kind of be squinting at it on the screen. Like, I don't know about you. You know what I mean? 20, 25, I'd probably jump 20 for sure. Yeah, I'm just not going to get it right now. I'm going to chill out. The only other couple of games I'm really looking forward to this year are fucking Ghost of Tsushima and Shenmue 3. Oh, and Samurai Showdown. I have to have the Samurai Showdown. Speaking of that, I guess we can shift into news. If you haven't seen the new Samurai Showdown, I don't know what they're really calling it, because it's just called Samurai Showdown, as far as I know. So I don't know if it's like a remake or what, but like, it looks great. Like, the art style kind of looks like Street Fighter. And it looks like it has the old school 2-in-1 combo system. You know, the supers are still there. The blood's still there. Like, I'm definitely getting Samurai Showdown. It probably won't be day one, but I'm definitely getting it at some point. If there's a set, I might get it on disc. You know, it's I might get it and have the disc just because I feel like that'll be a nice little collector's piece to have. But let me see. I'm gonna move on. Still in staying in fighting games. Mortal Kombat's 10 days away. I have pre-ordered mine. I'm pretty anxious about it. I've been watching a few of those dev videos about it. I've been paying attention to the characters being shown. Pretty happy with the roster so far. You know, they brought they brought my boy Cabal back. You know, Baraka. You know, they showed just a bunch of people, back from 10. Kano's in there. Jax is there. Kotokan, Cassie Cage, Cage. I'm usually a Cage main. Liu Kang's back. They finally showed Katana, and I think this was like a couple of days ago they finally revealed Katana, because they put out another TV spot for Mortal Kombat 11, and Katana was in it, and we hadn't seen her developer video yet, so. That was pretty cool. One of the cool things is they showed Shang Tsung in a video it might have been a month ago. They showed Shang Tsung, and they have the actor who played him in the Mortal Kombat movie playing him in the game, which I thought was really dope. And he was announced as first DLC. That I'm pretty excited about that. So, Noob Saibot looks insane. Little fun fact that I read about Mortal Kombat 11. Apparently, Noob Saibot, you know, if you play Mortal before, Noob Saibot has like a shadow guy that he fights with. Apparently, one of them's named Noob and the other is called Saibot. I believe the shadow's named Saibot. That's just a piece of fun there. Because like you look in the... where did I get that information? Did I read that? I think that guy, my guy Maximilian, this YouTuber who talks about fighting games all the time. He's one of my favorite YouTubers. I think he said that. Because, like, you look in the... because I remember him saying, like, yeah, if you look in his moveset, like, all his moves are called, like, Saibot Slide or, like, Saibot Teleport, which is when the smoke character is teleporting or sliding, so... Yeah, just something cool to say, talk about when you're drunk with your friends at the bar. Devorah, though, who, if I'm not mistaken, was first in Mortal 10. She looks very fresh. They went straight horror with her. Man, if you have not seen her finisher, pause this right now, pull up YouTube, and put in Devorah, D'VORAH, finisher, Mortal Kombat 11. Fuck. That shit's brutal, dude. Shit's insane. She like does a bunch of weird shit. Like she turns all the way into like a really fat bumblebee or some shit and flies around the screen. Man, she's great. Like, and her body's like laying on the ground still. That shit looks ill. I can't wait. And Mortal's made quite a, you know, if you've never played Mortal, like Mortal 11 is supposed to be, they've grounded a lot more. It's more, they tried to go for a Street Fighter feel. This is actually what I saw a developer saying in an article. They wanted to go for like a more of a footsie type gameplay instead of the dash thing that they've been doing up until now. And it's pretty cool. Like, I like it. I implore it. Being a, I'm a huge Street Fighter fan, even though I'm not that good at it. so hearing that made me feel pretty good. Let's move off Mortal Kombat for a minute. All right. Let's see. Let's talk about interesting piece of news. No Man's Sky is supposed to be going VR. That's going to make... at some point, I've been wanting to get a PlayStation VR. I hadn't pulled the trigger because I was hoping to get a gaming PC pretty soon. And then I was thinking about getting like an Oculus Rift or something. But then now that I think about them, you know, since I spend most of my gaming time on my PlayStation for now, thinking about getting PSVR, I think, you know, especially like, you know, my kids, I think they'd get a kick out of it also. Plus I own Resident Evil 6. So, you know, I've got a couple of games, since I have No Man's Sky also, I got a couple of games that have VR parts to it that I think would be cool to own. Cool to play with. So, that's a pretty big deal. Let's see what else is coming out. Battlefield 5. That was something else that I played for a bit. Battlefield 5 dropped their Firestorm, which is their Battle Royale shit. I played two matches of it. Got to third place on the one and died pretty immediately on the second game. But it's pretty cool, man. Like, you know, look, Apex is probably running Battle Royale right now. Well, I'm pretty sure people are still playing Fortnite too, but I know a lot of people saw that and was like, boring. Like, you know, like we already played enough Battle Royale. But like, nobody else is bringing fucking tanks and helicopters and all that shit into the Battle Royale. So like, that to me, that feels like Battlefield got something to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like the time when Titanfall first came out and people were kind of like, who cares? It's just Call of Duty with a mech. And I'm just like, but those little subtle things change the play of the game though, you know? So, you know, having helicopters and fighter jets and all that shit, that's dope, man. Having tanks, like, that's dope. I'm going to give another try sometime this week. Not today, because when I get off of here from recording today, I'm going to go finish up Red Dead, hopefully. I've been paying attention to the trailers for that game, The Plague. Man, I don't know, son. Man, that, like, I'm, okay, The Plague is a game, and it's made about the 100-year plague, or, I mean, the one, you know, it's right after the 100-year war, and like the end. Okay, so like, you're a dude, it's kind of like Ico. Not that I played Ico, I know about it because, you know, I'm a gamer. But like, you're a girl who looks a little bit like the girl from Horizon Zero Dawn. And you're kind of leading you're trying to escape this city with your little brother. And like, you know, it's like, you know, what you would think the plague was like, you know, dead bodies everywhere, blood everywhere, fucking just, you know, rotting flesh and shit. And like, but you're getting chased by like this swarm of fucking rats. And I'm just like, wow, this is fucked up. Like, it's an interesting concept, but like, how do you run commercials for, how do you sell this game? You know what I mean? Like, who's the target audience for this? I mean, cause like I can see myself waiting until that game is on Supercell on PSN for like $10-$15 maybe. But like, there's who is saying I need this game as soon as it comes out? Like, who pre-ordered this shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you put DLC out for this? Like, when I sat back and thought about it for a minute, I'm like, this is bananas. Like, I don't know who the fuck they think's buying that. Let me see. They had a trailer for the Star Wars Fallen Order. That shit looked ill. I mean, there's nothing really to say more than, you know, you see some guy, he's got a lightsaber, you know, he's about to fight some Sith. I mean, there's really no information. We know it's story driven. We know it's made, that whoever the developer is, I think it's Respawn's a developer. That's the guys who made, Titanfall 2 and, Apex Legends. So that's dope. That's something on their side that intrigues me. And they said that EA was not in any way, shape or form, a part of the development cycle of this game. So that's dope. There's another check on that side. But I'm just like, I don't know. They said there will be no DLC. And so I guess it's just one player story driven. So, I mean, I'll just wait until more information comes out. I can't really give my opinion about it besides the trailer looked cool. And that's what trailers are designed to do. So, like, what do I say there? Okay, I know it was weeks ago, but I'm going to touch on that that Google Stadia. So Google came out a few weeks ago, maybe three, and announced that they're going to jump into the gaming circle. They're going to toss their hat in. Sorry about that. They're going to toss their hat into the gaming circle. So what they're planning is funny story, but let me get a little farther. So what they're planning is a not selling you a console, but selling you a service that'll like let you play. You'll stream your game, stream a game that you purchased from them on any kind of device, a laptop, I guess a TV. I don't know, your phone, your tablet, shit like that. Funny story real quick. Let me toss this in. I was supposed to beta test that shit like during the summer. I'm on Google Fiber, which is their, Google's internet service provider. It's like a 100 megs a second or something, or 1,000. I'm sorry. No, but they sent me a beta key and was like, hey, would you like to play Assassin's Creed Odyssey free through your Chrome browser? And I was like, sure. Got the key. Never touched it. Then I saw the announcement. I was like, holy shit. That was the shit they were trying to get me to beta test. So anyway, I missed my opportunity to play Odyssey. But so that's what they're looking to do, letting you play through your Chrome browser on whatever device you have. But if I'm like, it leaves more like they need to answer some questions first, like for me. Like I need some answers for some things, because they're like, do I ever own any games? Is it like a Netflix thing? Like, am I just kind of paying, or are they going to do it like the Xbox thing, where the Game Pass, where like I pay so much a year and like I get to play whatever games they have? Are they going to have exclusive games? Do I ever actually own any games? Like, you know what I mean? Like it starts getting kind of weird. What about the offline shit? Like what if I don't have internet? Do I just not have a console at that point? I get it, internet shouldn't be a thing that we talk about like that, but it happens. Your internet goes out. I was on Time Warner. Those assholes, my internet was off at least once a day. Like it happens. You know what I mean? Thunderstorms happen and, fucking coaxial gets fucked up and you don't have service for a couple of days or a day. Like, I don't want to not have a console either. Like, that's bullshit. And I get it, even if you have like Netflix or something, if your internet's off, you just don't get to watch it. But I'm just like, nah, I don't know. this is way different. Like I said, I got lots of questions. But I guess they didn't name a price. They didn't. And another question I have is, I wonder if it's possible to pull it up via a browser on a PlayStation or an Xbox. Like, would I be able to just play like that, play it through my PlayStation 4. Now, if it's like that, that's pretty cool. Because if I pay them $100 a year to like, and it's like a Game Pass on PlayStation, that's pretty dope. Depending on what games I have and if they'll get new releases. Cause that one of the couple things that we lose out on as PlayStation fans is we don't have like that Game Pass like Xbox has, no backwards compatibility. So it would be cool to have like a Game Pass type of thing, not the PS Now shit. Well, I guess this is very similar to PS Now that I think about it. So maybe I shouldn't say that. But anyway. But again, Google needs to answer some questions before I can put out a really good opinion on it. But I'm looking forward to see what they say next. We'll move on to the PlayStation 5 announcement. Well, it wasn't really, I guess it's an announcement. I'm not really sure. But a guy who was writing for the Wired magazine and website, at least I think they still have a magazine, they interviewed a guy about the next generation of gaming, you know, and I, like I said, I predict it'll be in the next couple of years. They start talking about what they, is possibly under the hood of the new PlayStation 5, what will be called the PlayStation 5. But they're talking about it'll have a third generation Ryzen card. It'll have, of course, updated GPU. It'll have ray tracing. It'll have a solid state drive, which they haven't said how big it is. I don't know. Those things are expensive. So like, they're saying this shit. They're like Radeon 5, ray tracing, solid state drive. I'm like, this thing's gonna be $1,000. This thing's about to be $1,000. And I hope, hopefully, PlayStation learned from the PlayStation 3, because that was the what held them back last generation, was that their console cost way more than an Xbox 360. I feel like that's why a lot of people had 360s, was because they were cheap. They were like $150, like in the middle of its lifespan, if I remember correctly. And PlayStation 3 was still selling for like $300 or $400 at the time, or $300. I can't remember, but it literally sold less because it cost more. But they're talking about 3D audio. Which is dope. 3D audio out the box. It'll support 8K. Now, see, again, see now, like I'm hearing all this. This shit sounds cool, but I know the price is shooting through the roof at this point. And another thing that sucks about this upcoming, because like right now, like I said, I've got Division 2. It's 90 fucking gigs on my hard drive. I've got Red Dead Redemption 2. It's over 100 gigs on my hard drive. How the fuck big is a four? Like, I don't have a pro, and none of my friends have pros, at least none that I know of. My guy Toon might have one, maybe, but as soon as somebody close to me gets a pro, I want to see what the size of these games are, because those games are supposed to be in 4K in air quotes. Like, I want to see how much bigger that makes them, because having games with 8K textures, I can only imagine, are about four times as big as the ones that we are playing now. So we're talking about having 2 terabytes and maybe being able to put 10 games on it. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get up into the 200 or 300 gig, 300-400 gig games. Like, that's insane. But the solid state drive thing, that sounds pretty dope. I'm just interested to see what they say. And this article was published in the, if you want to check the article out, it's in on the Wired. I think it was published yesterday, 4/16 maybe. Go check it out, because the guy's getting interviewed, and it's like quoted, and he talks about how dope. He shows the interviewer, how quickly a solid state reduces load times for games, which is fresh. I've heard that from a couple of guys who have solid states on their PlayStation 4s. Of course, it doesn't make a huge, all solid states aren't made the same. They say that in the article. But yeah, it does help. The only reason why I haven't tried to buy one, they're more expensive and they're smaller. Like, I've got 4 terabytes hooked up to my PlayStation now. I put a 2 terabyte inside and I have a 2 terabyte outside. And yeah, my load times are trash. So like, I don't want to spend, double the price of what I paid for my 2 terabyte only to have like 300 gigs. It's just, it defeats the purpose for me. But anyway, I think that's all I have as far as gaming news. It's starting to rain a little bit outside. I don't know if you guys can hear that thunder. Plague trailer and Resident. Yeah, okay, that's about it. All right, let's jump to film real quick. Let's see what I've been watching quite a bit. Watched the entire Love, Death, and Robots. That was pretty fresh, man. I think I really loved about three episodes, maybe four. They were all kind of fresh. Some were goofy. Some were like super sci-fi. My favorite one was called The Witness. That was honestly like a really good episode of The Twilight Zone. But all the animation was pretty good. Most of the storytelling was pretty good on them. It's worth your time. Fuck with it. Love, Death, and Robots. It's pretty cool on Netflix. What else have I been watching? I went to go see Us the day before the premiere. My wife went to giveaway to so we could see it on the Wednesday before it was out. I'm not going to talk about that because I'm going to sit down with her and we're going to have I'm going to do a whole podcast dedicated to reviewing that. That, and we're going to talk about, we just saw Captain Marvel last Friday, the Friday that just passed. So I'm hoping to sit down with her maybe tomorrow or Friday or over the weekend, and we can review both of those movies in the same episode. So look for that to come around, hopefully early next week. Hopefully. I watched The Gifted season 2. I got a chance to finish that out. Look, man, that show is not dope. But there, you know, some of the X-Men characters that I like are on it. So, you know, I fuck with it. You know, the Fenris twins and fucking Blink's on there and Warpath. And, you know, so like I'm watching it. Polaris is on there. So I'm watching it, but it's not blowing my mind. But I don't know. I can't recommend that. But if you're bored, you know, and want to fuck with it on Hulu, Hulu's got that and it's got The Runaways. But man, me and my wife, because she watched the first season of Runaways with me, which we thought it was okay. I thought it was okay. So we started season 2 when it dropped, and we got to like the second episode. Was like, what the fuck? It's like, it's super, super, super campy now. Like, to like, it's just, oh, the writing just feels terrible. So we haven't gotten past that. I'm going to finish it at some point, but I haven't. All the shit about the now coined Disney Plus has came out. It'll be $8 a month, which is right up my alley. Probably getting it. all the Marvel shit will be on there. Every Disney film will be on there. I'm predicting that they're going to start putting Fox shit on there at some point. But, you know, they haven't said anything about it. They're going to have some original shows on there. They've got a Loki show, a Vision and Scarlet Witch show, and a Falcon and Winter Soldier show, which the last one is the one I'm looking most forward to. They're going to make a What If show, which if you're not familiar with the comics, I read them when I was a young teen. What If was like, it, you know, it'd be issues and it was an anthology. So like every issue was just one story. Most of the time, I don't know if any of them, I won't say that in totality, but most of the time it was one story per issue. Like you'd see like, what if Punisher was a SHIELD agent, or what if, what if Wolverine, I don't think that was a real thing. Let me think. I know I saw a cover for one, What If Magic, who is Colossus's little sister, Ileana Rasputin. She's part of the New Mutants. What if she was the apprentice to Doctor Strange? One was, what if the Fantastic Four died? You know, all kinds of just weirdness. It'll just be, what if Wolverine was a SHIELD agent? Just little shit like that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. Like that was a great series for me. You know, it wasn't always dope. It sometimes it'd be some trash stories on there, but it was pretty cool. If I'm not mistaken, that'll be animated. So, I've been seeing lots of trailers. The Joker trailer looks flames. If you ain't seen the Joker trailer, fuck. I said on this podcast that casting Jacquez Phoenix was like that. Like, I just couldn't see them lose after that, unless it was just like, man, they have to shoot that shit horribly with like an old camcorder and like just have the worst writer in the universe. Like, Jacquez Phoenix is pretty fresh. The trailer is very dope. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. The trailer for X-Men Phoenix, Dark Phoenix is out. They just released another one today. That one looks less interesting than the one before it. They actually showed that they're going to be doing the whole space storyline. Like, she gets possessed by the Phoenix, which is dope, because that was one of the things that pissed me off about the last Phoenix movie. Because they keep trying to do the thing where they're like, oh, it's her untapped powers and that's the Phoenix. And like, nah, bitch, that's a whole nother being that's possessing her. So I'm interested to see how much of that story they tell. Phoenix Saga is one of my favorite comic books sagas. Peace to Chris Claremont, one of my favorite writers. Priest Chris Claremont. That reminds me, Comic-Con was just a couple weeks ago and he was there, and I really wanted to buy a copy of the Dark Phoenix Saga and have him sign it. I just didn't get a chance to do it, man. The last Comic-Con, one of my guys, friends from work, made this buddy at work and found out he was a real big comic book head. And so me and him would go back and forth all the time, and he was going to a Comic-Con, and I told him, like, yo, X-Men's my shit. I love Chris Claremont. And he went to Comic-Con and had Chris Claremont tell me what's up. And he recorded the video and sent it to me. It was really cool, man. Shit fucked me up. I got a little emotional off that shit. But don't tell nobody. But anyway, moving on. After that second Phoenix trailer, like, I thought it looked dope. In that trailer, like, you know, how they named trailers. I do believe that one's called Phoenix Trailer 2, Dark Phoenix Saga Trailer 2. And that one, like, it looked like they still had scenes from the first one, but they just redid them. Like, they were outside. She was kind of tossed around cop cars. It was raining, you know, they show the space shit, you know, like I said, it looked like they were like, it almost looked like they tried to write the first movie well for this one, which I'm fine with. Phoenix Saga 1 was whack, but there were some fresh scenes in that movie. That whole, to this day, I think that scene where she kills Xavier, like, she turns him to fucking molecules and shit, that scene is dope as fuck. Hopefully there's something like that. They show her throw Mystique during the trailer, so it looks cool. But this new trailer is significantly worse than that one. So now I'm scared again. Because the second trailer went up in my Facebook group. I'm part of this nerd Facebook group. Peace to the Brotherhood of Gamers, by the way. But yeah, all of them were, I'm like, yo, this looks fresh. And like everybody else in there was like, nah, this shit's whack. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, am I bugging? And do I want a good X-Men movie that bad that I don't see that is trash? It looked fresh to me. But, you know, like I said, with this third one, I don't know anymore now. But I'm probably going to go see it. Like, I can't help it. Speaking of that, we're like 10 days away from Avengers Endgame. I have my tickets pre-ordered, man, but I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to go. I overbooked myself. My daughter's got acting classes that night, so I might have to sell my ticket and just go that weekend. I don't know. That hurts my soul. I really wanted to go open tonight, but we'll see what happens. We'll see if I can get a babysitter or something. Besides that, let's see what other trailers did they do. They had a DC Films, DC Animated Films. I told you guys before, if you're not familiar, DC puts out three animated movies a year. And they're usually always good. These last couple years, they've been kind of flaking. A couple of them have been pretty bad. Like last year, they did Death of Superman, which was dope. Then the part two that was this year wasn't that dope. It was okay. And so they've been kind of flaking lately. But they're doing a Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I know that sounds weird, but they actually did that in the comics before, which it was dope. So, but it's been so long that I barely remember it. I remember it being in black and white, and for some reason I feel like that might be wrong, but I should have did some research on that before I talked about it on here. But it looks dope. It looks like they're going to give us the scenes that we want. Look like there looks like there's going to be a Shredder versus Batman fight. Joker will be in it. I think I saw Riddler. Ra's al Ghul's there. I think Ra's al Ghul breaks Joker out in the trailer. I'm going to pay attention to that. Oh, another movie that they... I'm going to skip that. So, there's that. Let's see. Oh, another trailer that I've seen that I'm pretty excited about is a movie called Brightburn. With it's written by, I guess, James Gunn's brothers. James Gunn, peace to James Gunn for getting James. If you haven't heard, James Gunn got rehired to do Guardians of the Galaxy 3. So I'm happy about that, man. Because I don't know what Guardians 3 would have been like if he's not right, if they didn't use his script or him directed. So, but yeah. So his brothers are making a movie called Brightburn, which is basically a superhero horror movie. I don't know. That shit looks dope. Look up the trailer. It's basically psychopath Superman. I guess if Superman wasn't going to come down and be a good guy. I'm not going to jump into detail on that one, but go check it out. Brightburn. Let me see what else. I think that's it as far as film news. Like I said, I haven't been watching a lot. I started Aquaman and I don't like it, so I don't know if I'm going to finish it. I don't understand why that's even called Aquaman. It should be called Jason Momoa's Aquaman. Like, I just, because he's not even, like, he's him. Like, he's not even, look, I don't know Jason Momoa personally, but I know when I see interviews of him, that's the exact same person that I see in that movie. Like, he's not even acting besides, like, doing whatever sequences they're having him doing. Like, he's not, nothing about that says Aquaman to me. I don't know, man. I've said this before, and I've been called a DC hater. So I don't know how to give my opinion on these DC films anymore. Let me see. What else we got? All right, that's it as far as film goes. Some music. First of all, so Beyonce just dropped Homecoming on Netflix, which I'm pretty sure my wife's downstairs watching it now, which I'm sad about because I wanted to watch it with her. But besides that, she dropped her documentary is about her Coachella from last year, and so she dropped an album, which is the live version of that Coachella experience. So that's pretty cool. And you guys, pardon me. Usually I talk about hip hop, but every once in a while I'm a dip off into some other things. I love music, man. So I'm going to talk about some other things every once in a while. But I'm a Beyonce fan. So there's that. Nothing really new has came out. Singles here and there, but you know, I've been listening to, hey, real quick, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, man. I just started listening to his music this last year when his album came out. You know, I've heard his name before. Like, I remember hearing about him first when he dropped that mixtape for $1,000. Like, he was charging $1,000 to download it or whatever, or to buy it. I heard about him then and never heard his music. And then, when his album popped up this year, I heard Joe Budden and them talking about it on Joe Budden's podcast, and so I decided to give it a shot. And that shit's hard, man. It was a great album. Like, I was a fan. I was gonna listen to whatever he put out next, you know. And to see a dude go out like that, man. Especially a man, you know, he rapped about a lot of fucking, you know, about a lot of positivity. I mean, you know. He talked his shit too, but you know, there was a lot of positivity. There was a lot of growth in his music. You know, he was trying to put game in young guys' ears, you know, as far as like how to recycle your money in the whole nine. So rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, man. I just want to touch on that real quick. I listened to our 2 Chainz album came out like 4 or 5 weeks ago. I haven't got a chance to talk about that. 2 Chainz album was okay. I think I walked away like in about 3 songs. It's just in a weird spot because like it's like for the first quarter of the album, it's like he's trying to do like a 4-4-4 thing. It's like mature and he's talking about, you know, the how to like make your money work for you kind of thing. And it just feels weird. It's not, look, I like 2 Chainz. I've liked 2 Chainz for a while. I liked 2 Chainz when he was part of Duffel Bag Boys, when his name was Titty Boy. He's always been funny to me because, you know, he's got punchlines, but they're like, they're funny. It's like the same way I see Cameron. Like, his shit's like hood and it's kind of G, but like sometimes it's so overboard it's funny. Of course, he's a little weirder than Cameron, but so I've been a fan of 2 Chainz for a while. Like, you know, I don't bang his shit all the time, but you know, I think he's funny, so I listen to him. He's got like 2 Chainz songs on this album where he's himself. The rest of it's just kind of you know. I feel like he's just trying to do too much, which I can't knock him. I see he's trying to grow his sound up, but you know, it's just like the Eminem thing I talk about where I'm like, yo, I'm only here to see you do the thing. Like, I really don't want to see anything else but the thing. So my favorite song on 2 Chainz record is NCAA. Just go peep that one out. I think you'll be good with just hearing that. Like I said, not a lot of shit in hip hop has been cracking. Crooked Eye started doing his Hip Hop Weekly shit again. If you didn't know, fuck, I should have wrote down what year it was. Some years ago, Crooked Eye, LA dude, one fourth of Slaughterhouse, he started doing for a year. This dude put out a freestyle every Sunday. I think it was Sunday, or was it Fridays? One day a week for a whole calendar, this dude put out a freestyle and it was fresh. It's still some of my favorite Crooked Eye verses are from that set. He's reprising it. He's got a video, but I don't know if that was part of the, let me pull up my YouTube. That wasn't part of the weekly set. Yeah, he did a thing for Sway's Universe called BC. That shit's really dope. But I don't know what week he's on. I see week 15 here. Yeah, week 15. That was 6 days ago. So just go fuck with it. He's a, like I said, he renamed himself King Crooked, KXNG Crooked, CROOKED. Crooked's been fresh to me, man. Like, I really wish, you know, like, I love the Slaughterhouse concept because I'm a big fan of Joe Budden. I like Hoel. I love Royce da 5'9". Royce da 5'9 has been one of my favorite rappers since like 2004. And I love Crooked, but I really wish Crooked and Royce would just do an album together by themselves. Just them two, straight gangster shit. Like, I just think it would be really dope. But it won't. I don't know if it'll ever happen. But anyway, let me see what else is new. What else happened in as far as releases? I just found out Anderson .Paak. Like, I literally found out yesterday at Anderson .Paak put out an album Friday. Like, I don't know how that news got past me. I still haven't listened to it yet. I've been spending a lot of time for the last few days trying to make a 2000s R&B playlist. Yeah, don't judge me. Don't look at me like that. I got a 90s R&B playlist, but then I had heard a Jagged Edge song while I was at work, because you know, at work we got a radio playing behind us, and like a Jagged Edge song came on. I was like, yo, I should make like a 2000s R&B playlist on Spotify. So at some point, I keep saying this, but I'm gonna make a Spotify playlist for you guys to follow, so you can have an easier way to know what I think are the dope tracks that are out right now. I'm going to get that done before the weekend's over, matter of fact. But let me see what else don't think anything else. Oh, it looks like Schoolboy Q put out another single that I haven't heard yet. That's terrible. I haven't heard that yet. That must have came out this last Friday. Jennifer Lopez got songs with French Montana. I'm not a fan of French Montana whatsoever. Boozy Badass put out another record, but I'm not a huge Boozy fan at all. I think he picks decent beats, but I'm just not a fan. But so that's it as far as music goes. Looking forward to that Schoolboy Q. Can't wait till that comes out. Let's switch to sports, man. So today the NFL dropped their schedules so we can see who plays who for the season. It's a lot to talk about football wise right now. So again, I didn't want to make this like a 2 hour podcast today. So, really surprised by a lot of the moves everybody made. Cleveland looks crazy, with Odell Beckham going over there in the whole nine. So I'm going to pay attention to Cleveland this year. They're going to be crazy. My Chiefs have done some wild shit. They got rid of everybody on defense now. So I'm pretty sure Mahomes is going to have to line up at cornerback. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I know we brought in the Honey Badger. That's who I wanted them to sign at safety. But that was because I wanted it to be Barry and him in the as safeties, and then they cut Barry. So I don't know. But like I said, they put out the strength of schedule the schedule today. But I personally am paying attention to strength of schedule, and the Chiefs have this the sixth the are in the sixth and worse. The Raiders have the worst schedule according to the strength, and the bottom five are Bears, Texans, Jaguars, Broncos, Raiders, respectively. And the top five easiest, from 5 to 1, easiest being last, is Jets, Giants, Rams, Patriots, Redskins. How the fuck did the Patriots end with the second easiest schedule? That's crazy to me. But Chiefs have five primetime games. It's gonna be a crazy season, man. I'm looking to see what this draft is talking about. Where there's rumors that the Chiefs are gonna try to trade up for somebody or trade draft picks for somebody. So we'll see how that goes. But like I said, I'm really interested in some of these moves. I'm wondering about some of these destinations for a lot of the free agency. Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets. Fucking Earl Thomas going to the Ravens. That's gonna make that defense pretty stout. It's just lots of things moving around. Fucking Nick Foles going to Jacksonville. That's gonna be different because I felt like that's all they needed, honestly. Like they had receivers, defense play pretty well. They just couldn't get like consistent gameplay through Bortles. So I mean, that's gonna be wild. I'm hoping at some point, I had planned to do like a free agency frenzy thing and have my boy Blaze come through and talk about that. But I'm definitely gonna plan something. NFL rated as maybe after the draft or like at during preseason, maybe we'll like this year. Me and him are gonna try to do like a we'll try to call like the division leaders. We'll do it before week one, and then we'll do it like again on like week eight or 7. We'll see if how wrong we are if we want to adjust it. But yeah, that's my plans for the NFL. Looking forward to the season, man. I do, I heard Colin Coward said, like I do think the Chiefs' year to do it. We'll see what happens this year, man. Especially with changing out our defensive coordinator, switching to a regular 4-3. I want to see what happens. See how it goes. Because the Patriots have got fucking like 88 draft picks, so who knows what the fuck they'll do. But anyway, basketball. Lakers are out of the Lakers didn't make it to the playoffs. Yeah, man, it's tough to talk about. Magic quit as a player president. Walton's fired. They're talking about maybe Tyronn Lue coming in. I don't know. I don't know what happened. What a fucking weird implosion just happened. But I hope they get that shit right. Moving away from basketball, I've been watching quite a bit of wrestling lately. I went back and watched about 3 or 4 weeks worth of NXT before the takeover in WrestleMania. And man, NXT is really good. I got a chance to see the Aleister Black versus Roderick Strong match. I saw a lot of great matches. NXT is like a really good version of Ring of Honor. It's like what a televised version would look like, you know, without it being as grimy as Ring of Honor is. Even though I do love Ring of Honor, don't get that twisted. But yeah, man, it's pretty good. They've got some dope talent there together. I like the Roderick Strong kid. He reminds me a lot of Dean Malenko, you know, not a lot, but like quite a bit. I like that Aleister Black kid. He's really fresh. That entrance, that music he's got for the music and the way they got him like sit up, and then man, his entrance is fucking money. That dude, yeah, that dude could be a star. You know, because he's kind of raveny, kind of Jake the Snakey. You know, because he's thin, not very muscular. Yeah, I like him. He's a kickboxer. If I was him, I'd change his finisher. That roundhouse kick just doesn't look, you know, it doesn't look very impactful. Like, they should change it. Like, he should go for something that looks a little more like Kofi's kick. I forgot what it's called. But he should go for something that looks a little bit more like that. I remember Vampiro had a kick that was similar to Kofi's too. But he should go for something a little more high impact looking. speaking of that, props to WWE putting the strap on Kofi Kingston. That was crazy. I didn't see that coming. I hadn't been watching the build up to WrestleMania, but I saw a couple of the trailers, you know, the signatures with, and it looks like Kofi was getting a pretty good pop. Like he had been doing he did the Daniel Bryan thing. And man, that match was pretty fucking good. I hadn't seen Daniel Bryan do a heel before, and he was pretty dope. I like that Daniel Bryan switched his style to like a more of a back to, because that was his Ring of Honor. His Ring of Honor style was more of a submission based style. It's good. It's dope to see that, man. He's Daniel Bryan might go down as top 50 at some point in his life. Yeah, it's dope to see him as a heel though. But yeah, man, I'm really really loving NXT. I'm gonna try to make it a thing. I keep the draft started to switch people around this week on the big shows, so I might pay attention to where people go. But and I saw Kushida got signed by WWE, so I'm predicting him and my guy ACH, who is a guy who was on Ring of Honor, who had been in New Japan for a little while. He's about to debut either on NXT they might put him on 205 Live. I'm not sure which one, but I'm looking forward to seeing both of those guys. If you haven't, look up some of their if you've never seen ACH wrestle before, shit, I don't know what matches to tell you to go check out. One of his cooler matches was against what is that kid's name? He's on 205 Live now. Cedric Alexander. Just look up ACH versus Cedric Alexander quiet match. It's funny. But it just shows you what kind of performer that dude is. He's really cool. I can't think of one of his main matches that I know he had a match versus Jay Lethal once that was pretty good. But I've always been a fan of that guy. He's a big anime fan, so he had a bout where he was running around looking kind of like Naruto. I like that's what he's doing now, actually. He had a One Piece look for a little while. He's pretty cool. Speaking of that, man, I read this article about how similar wrestling is to anime. And after I read that article, I was like, I mean, whatever the fuck. That's stupid. But then I saw the WrestleMania match with Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor. And I was like, wait, I see it now. it's very similar, man. It's fucking crazy. It's just the way like you come back and like, okay, so like, you know, Finn Balor comes out of WrestleMania as his demon persona, which if you look at like anime, it's like he went to his last form. And it was crazy. Like now he's strong enough to pick him up. You know, he's stronger now. He's faster. You know, it's just the way the storylines are set up is like anime. I'm going to deep dive into that at some point. I've been trying to struggle like with how I'm going to cover wrestling on this podcast. Like I really want to talk about it, but then I feel like it doesn't fit the rest of the show all that well. So I thought about maybe doing a bi-weekly like wrestling thing and like talk about the shows and the pay-per-views, but I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. I just threw it in here because I've got a note about the Aleister Black and Roderick Strong match. That Velveteen Dream versus Gargano match was dope too. Speaking of that on the Takeover, that was really good. I like that Velveteen Dream kid too. His little Prince gimmick, that's pretty fresh. That's pretty cool. He's playing that really well. But look, that's it, man. That's all I got for you guys this week. I told you I didn't want to make it a really long podcast. Look for early next week. Hopefully my wife and I'll have that review of Us and Captain Marvel. I'm gonna finally commit and make my top 10 Marvel list during that mini. I'm gonna ask a couple of my buddies if they wanna send me their top 10 list too, so we can make it a discussion. But look forward to that. I'm still looking to start this segment that I'm working on that I haven't yet. But when I get to it, I'm pretty sure that's gonna go over pretty well. I'm pretty sure you guys are gonna like that. My 12 listeners. I want to say thanks again to Vert for the music for the show. I got to interview that guy. That guy is like he produces, he raps, but that man is an anime genius. So I want to talk to him about what he's been watching lately. Probably talk about some hip hop too. Let me see what he's listening to too. He put me on to Earth Gang, which is one of my favorite newer groups. That's about it. That's all I have for you guys this week. Again, I'm going to talk about, I'm going to probably do a mini about the football season. But if you have any questions or reviews, send them to stuckbutton12@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, Debo Price, DeeboPrice, or look for the Stuck Button. I've got Stuck Button as a hashtag, literally like two tweets out there with it. I have an Instagram, Stuck Button Podcast. And like I said, I'm going to make a Spotify playlist for you guys. Like I'm going to start one for this podcast so I can add what songs that come out that I like to it. And you know, you can follow that playlist also. But yeah, this is Stuck Button Podcast. Thanks for having me over.